This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Hey, Chris, I heard your voice. And then, Edie, are you on?
Yep. I'm here.
Okay. So we just got to make sure Neil gets on the leadership side of the call. And then, Catherine, are you on?
I am. Yep.
Awesome. Cool.
And
okay,
Neil
so.
As well.
Oh, hey, Neil.
Oh, there's Neil.
Okay, Neil is on. Okay, so we have Betty, Neil, and Barb, of course. So Betty, Neil, Edie, Krista, Catherine, Barb, and myself on the leadership side. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and welcome everybody to our February IHOS call. So thank you so much for joining us, and we have a lot to cover tonight. So take some good notes, but know that the call is being recorded. So thank you, BJ, for doing that, because I heard the little thing go. And so we do put the archives of the calls up on our site so you can remember to listen to. So if any time you need to do that, you can go back and listen to the last few calls. And then, of course, Karen Dunker does such a great job with summarizing all the calls as well. So we have our notes in case you need clarification on anything. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and mute our side so that if you're listening and you might be where it might be noisy, we won't be able to hear that, which will be good. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now. You'll hear a moment of silence.
Muted.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to our February call. I can't believe it's already February. It just seems like the year is already flying by. But we are so excited to have you all with us, and we've got a great call for you this month. And I'm going to turn it over to Betty just as soon as I go through a few announcements with you all. So first, if you haven't checked out our conference site in the last day or so, you're going to want to go there and take a look at who our speakers are, because our speaker lineup is up on the page. I'm really, really excited about that. So there's one or two more people that may be added to the mix, but we have 27 people up here. So take a look at that. Our keynote speakers, of course, celebrity keynotes. We have Candace Olsen, who will be sharing on Friday the 4th. And then Saturday, we have Carson Kressley and Tom Felicia, who will be on Saturday, October 5th. Super excited about that. And then our inspirational keynote speaker, of course, is Barb Schwarz. And so she's up there on the site, too, with a beautiful picture. And we're going to hear from her Friday evening during our awards dinner cruise on the General Jackson Showboat. And I want to make sure everybody listening, a couple of people have expressed some concerns about being on the water on a ship, about getting seasick. And just know that I wrote to one person, I wouldn't do that to you because I get sick snorkeling. I mean, I could just be like floating on the water and I get seasick. So I wouldn't have us on a ship where people are going to get sick. So the thing barely moves. It's just basically, it's a big, big showboat. It just kind of like lumbers along the water. So it's not like charging down the thing. It's not choppy. We're not on the ocean. It's just a river. So don't be concerned about motion sickness at all. We're going to have a great time. And that's Friday evening, and that's when Barb will be sharing. So I'm really excited about that. The speaker lineup, I'm just going to read through some of these. Jenny Abrams, who's from our Chicago chapter, and she's going to be sharing on top 10 organizing tips to be successful in business. We have Christy Barnett, the decorologist. She'll be talking about creating architectural harmony, staging challenging living areas. How do you do that? June Carter out of Jacksonville, she'll be sharing on Gist Home Solutions. It's her company. Her topic is from stuff to staging, how organizing and staging are in harmony. And there's a theme sort of woven throughout everybody's topics, which was music related, because of course our overall theme is Rock Your Business in Music City. And ROCK stands for Resources, Opportunities, Connections, and Knowledge. So that's our goal for everybody who attends, is to receive all of that and more. So the music theme is threaded throughout their topics. Marianne Cherico, her topic is Turn Real Estate Agents into Raving Fans. And then we have Anthea Click, who's from Nashville, and she'll be talking about Fret No More, the keys to avoid hiring A-flat employees. I thought that was really clever. Liv Conlon from the Property Stagers over in England, the UK, her topic is Fearless, Tailor a Swift Plan to Success, 10 Steps to Build a Successful Business. And that's a play on words, because Fearless is a Taylor Swift song when she was still doing country. Amber Griffiths, topic is 3 Keys to Create Your Rockstar Brand. Blair Hamady, Crazy Dreams Become Reality, Building Your Staging Empire. And, of course, crazy for those of you that are Patsy Cline era. That was one of her hot top songs. Kevin Tane will be on a panel with realtors. There'll be three real estate agents. Actually, one of them is a real estate agent and a stager, and he'll be the stager on the panel. And the topic is what realtors really want from stagers, a panel discussion. Our own Krista Jessup will be talking on It's Closing Time, which is a country song, a panel discussion on closing the sale, along with three other people. Leslie and Leanne Kramer, their topic is Rock of Ages, Do You Have Something to Sell? And they're going to talk about how to successfully plan to sell your company in the future or sooner than that. We all need to have awareness of what to do. Joanne Lennart Weary will be sharing 10 essential steps to avoid achy, breaky designs. I thought that was cute. Catherine Lewis Brown, her topic is your business out of tune? Ensuring pricing and profitability are in harmony. It's a great topic. Melissa Morrow, her topic is how to build a rock star brand with platinum earnings. My topic will be, are you running on empty? How to keep a balance between life and work. My husband, John Norris, will be talking on two panels, what realtors really want from stagers, and it's closing time, the panel discussions. Sandra Raz will be talking on how to hit high C with E decorating and staging. So E decorating is e-commerce, so online. Cash and credibility awaits when you add e-consultations and e-design, e-staging. So if you don't know what that is, you're going to want to take her session to learn how you can do things without having to be actually physically in a property. You can do things virtually. As far as staging, working with your clients. Sonia Radovinovich will be talking about IHOSP Europe and all the great things that they are accomplishing there. John Reagan will be on the panel with realtors, what realtors really want from stagers. Robin Samora, hit the high note with your marketing. So she's a marketing and branding expert. Sharon Schoenfeld, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, what realtors really want from stagers. She's a realtor from the East Coast, and she'll be on the panel discussion. Lynn Spate, who is one of our executive board and part of Lux Home Staging. She'll be talking about occupied home staging is a moneymaker, borrowing a phrase from Trace Atkins, honky tonk badonka donk, if you don't know where that came from. She shakes her moneymaker. That's where that phrase came from. Teresa Thomas is going to be talking about building a bridge over troubled waters, navigating through life's challenges while sustaining your successful business. Tori Toth is going to be talking about three ways to conquer pressing record with videos. Build your visibility and leverage video to gain warm leads. Kat Trulinos is going to be on the panel on closing the sale, on closing time. Her special niche will be overcoming objections, as well as Betty Voss, president of our association for the next 2 years. She will also be on the panel on closing the sale. It's closing time, talking also about overcoming objections. And then Hayden Yates, Simply Splendid Staging and Photography. His topic is life as a composition, looking at what makes a composition engaging in both staging and photography. And then we also have our investor staging consultant designation. So we'll have a panel of four experts sharing on that. First one is Lisa Basham. Her topic is investor staging designation. If I had a hammer, I would do a lot more than hang pictures. And that "if I had a hammer" was an old song. So she has experience in actually working on properties, and so we're going to hear from her. Sheila Dragon, flipping houses is not the time to be a gambler like Kenny Rogers. So she actually raises capital to flip properties, and she is an accredited stager, but this is what she does now, is actually the flipping of the properties and raising the capital for that as well. Becky Harmon, her topic is material trends to make your house sing. So she's going to talk about the materials that we might use or advise an investor in a property. And then, of course, Sandra Holmes, her topic is work at 9 to 5 to cultivate loyal clientele. And, of course, we all know that we all work more than 9 to 5, but that was the best song I could come up with. So if anybody has a better song, let me know. And there will probably be a couple more speakers for the slots that we have, but we're really, really excited about our lineup, and I hope you are too. Tickets are on sale, of course, right now. We have our Tier 1 level, and there are still some VIP spots available when you register, so we'll let you know when the VIP is closed out. But go ahead and get your tickets ASAP. And, of course, we have the Advanced Stager Training. So our conference is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of October in Nashville, and then the 6th and 7th will be Advanced Stager Training Workshop. a much more intensive, smaller group of people that are six figures or above in staging, and there are six workshop leaders, if you will, that will be facilitating the panel, the discussions, and the facilitators are Marianne Cherico, and she's called the Home Stagers Coach, Joanne Lennett Weary with the JLW Company, Catherine Lewis Brown, the Successful Stager, Melissa Mara with Rave Staging and Design, Jana Usselton with HSRA, and then myself. And so we'll have probably a couple of outside speakers also sharing on specific niches for people who have grown larger businesses. So that's something that you are interested in learning. It was really well received this past year. We just didn't have enough time. So that's why we added an extra day. So we'll be able to have really in-depth conversations. So again, that's a separate ticketed event, and that's the 6th and 7th. All right. The Headquarter Hotel is, of course, the Gaylord Opryland. Beautiful hotel, and we do have a special rate. So please make sure you work through their reservation department because we have a special rate negotiated. And I did have a person ask about, do they have a suite where you could have like four or five people stay together? And they're really not set up that way. However, you can get adjoining rooms. So what you want to do first is make your reservations, and then call the hotel and let them know what you need, or you can reach out to me and I can reach out to our rep for the hotel that's our event coordinator, and we'll get adjoining rooms for you. So you can be together without maybe being all in one exact room. All right, and then we also have our wholesale market experience. So we are doing a wholesale market experience coming up for High Point. It will be April 8th. So you can get your tickets for that now. You're right, register for that now. So that's going to be April 8th. We will take you around High Point Market and show you how to shop, how to navigate, how to understand how to read the tags. We'll take you to our priority vendors, the diamond and probably platinum vendors that we have partnered with for 2019. And so if you're going to be going there, or you thought, you know, I'd like to go, I just don't know, I'm sort of overwhelmed by the thought of shopping wholesale, how do you even know what to do, sign up for the workshop on the 8th. So it's kind of it'll be a learning experience. Wear comfortable shoes because you do a lot of walking. I think we went to Vegas Market end of January, Krista? I can't remember the date.
End of January.
It's like a blur. Mm-hmm. I think it was end of January. So anyhow, we walked like five miles a day. She had a little tracker on, and that's how many steps we did. And High Point is even bigger, but they do have shuttles, which is good. So that's April 8th. And then we are planning on we'll do some education there. We have a roundtable or a panel discussion on the 7th with the High Point Market Authority, the education group. And so that'll be Sandra, Blair, and myself will be speaking on how to add staging to your business. And then I'm doing a seminar on the 8th. Around that same thing to be able to share with people who are interested in entering the staging industry how they can do that successfully. So you'll start to see a lot more IHOS education at these events. Atlanta and Vegas in the summer, we are also planning on doing market tours. So look for that information because it's put all together, and it's a lot of work to pull these things off, but it'll be worthwhile definitely for you to attend, especially when you want to shop market, learn how to work with the key vendors that we have. And by the way, any of you that are ordering online, perhaps, or even over the phone, please, please make sure you identify yourself as an IHOS member. That's really, really important because some of the vendors, like we have our people, like, you know, Krista and Sandra, you guys have worked really hard to get these relationships, and then, you know, Krista cultivates and you lock them down and we get them as a sponsor. And then what happens is sometimes their sales teams don't know who we are. They haven't been educated. So there's some people that will go shop and they're not getting our special stocker dealer pricing or special other incentives. So please also always identify yourself and go online to the IHOS site. And there we have all of our information on all the vendors and all the arrangements we have set up with them is right there for you. So if it were me, I would be looking at that first before placing an order on the phone or online to make sure that I know what I'm supposed to be getting, and then you know, can talk to the people if they don't know what I'm talking about. I can reference the arrangements that we have set up. So please do that. And we are really interested in, we're tracking vendor purchases. So I did send out an email to all of the conference attendees, and I thank you so much for those of you who did already turn in information to me. We were gifting you with 2 added months of membership if you would just respond and fill out that information for me. So We specifically want to know by vendor how much was invested this past year, whether it was at market, at our event, or just in general for your business, because that allows us to then go back to these vendors and share with them how much purchasing there has been done, because they have not been doing a really good job tracking that. And so we really need your help to make that happen. Okay, so the event is going to be fabulous. I just can't, it's going to come really fast. And so we're working furiously behind the scenes to line up a great group of vendor companies. You'll be hearing from one of them today, which is Neil, and he's from Universal Furniture, and so I'm excited to hear what you have to say. Before we get into that, chapters, so the end of the year, end of 2018, I sent out an email to all chapter leaders. I asked you to please send me information on when you meet, fees for your affiliate members, your general membership, your rosters, and so forth, because we have designed completely new chapter sites for all of you. And so these are now WordPress-based. They look a lot cleaner, much more professional. They're on par with where kind of the internet had moved as far as the look and feel of websites. And so they are rolling out today officially. And so you'll see a change as far as what your site used to look like. Those will be defunct. It's the new site will take over. And there will be a training for all of you chapter leaders for you to learn how to add events to the calendar. And for some of you, if you have not yet sent me your chapter rosters, I do need those because there's a membership page and I want to show who the members of the chapters are so the public can reach out and contact you. So if you have not yet gotten that to me, I greatly appreciate you doing that. And if you want to go check out one of the chapter sites after the call, go ahead and look. I think Orlando was already set up as a new layout, so you could check that one out. And I have Derek right now connecting the codes, the links to the new chapter site. So we're really excited about that. That was a long time in the making, and I'm really excited to be able to roll that out for all of you. So also, if you have social media pages, Facebook, LinkedIn, I can't get in. I can't do a link publicly because people have to log into LinkedIn. But if you have any other social media sites besides your Facebook page, let me know. And then we will also be sending out some social media guidelines for all chapters related to Facebook, what types of pages you can or cannot have, and what they should look like, and so forth. So we will be sending that out to you hopefully in the next week, so that you'll be aware of some of the policies and how to do these for your chapters if you don't already have them set up. So I think that is all I have, and that was a big mouthful. So all right, with that, Betty, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. We are going to have a truck full of information tonight. But first of all, we have a new vendor, Universal Furniture. Hold on. I think I've got that wrong. Barb, are you here?
I certainly am.
I think Barb needs to inspire us first, right?
Well, whenever you want me to share some things, I can do it now or later, whatever you want.
Oh, we're good. Let's do it now.
Okie dokie. Well, I really love sharing with you each time that we have our call, and you are my life. You always have been. And all of the things that you're doing and we're all doing and the conferences, everything is just really so great. You know, we talked about last time, and Kathy brought this up, about a word for the year, and I too have done that in the past, and it really feels good. And so the word that I've picked for the year, and I did this at the very beginning of the year, the word came to me, and it's happiness. Now, we all want to be happy, and yet sometimes things happen, and we're just not smiling as much, and there may be some heavy thoughts on the inside of us. And so, where does happiness come from? I mean, is it something external that you seek, like the Holy Grail or something? Or does it lurk inside somewhere like a gem of light hidden away until you find the right words to free it up? Is it something that you create, a masterpiece made up of your thoughts, words, deeds? What are the rules, the workings of this joy machine? Well, the mechanics of happiness may at first seem maybe complicated, but look again. because that you'll see that to be happy is to be comfortable in your own skin, to enjoy the simple things in life and engage with the world around you. Most importantly is to be kind to yourself and to others. And sometimes we're more kind to others than we are to ourselves, and the opposite can be true too. So happiness truly comes from within. And it's not just a feeling, it's an attitude. It really, really is. It's a choice. And that can be tough sometimes. It's like we're not in the mood to be happy. And sometimes we create that too. So true happiness cannot be captured just through the action of others or an affirmation. Although we can be inspired by the people around us, we have to find and feel that happiness for ourselves. So it's really a choice. Choose to be happy. And you know Abraham Lincoln said, most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be. And I think of that from time to time, and perhaps you do too, because there really is truth in that. And I've also found practice smiling, and I know that sounds kind of silly, but even if you don't feel like it, force yourself, I dare you, to smile in front of a mirror at least once a day. And it might feel really strange, but persevere. And exaggerate the upward curve of your lips and stretch your mouth into a wide grin. And as your face changes, so your heart changes, until the smile reaches your eyes and you feel warmer inside. Eventually, you'll notice a difference in your thoughts and emotions, like medicine for the soul. That's what a smile is. The smile will work its magic until you find your own happy place. A smile is happiness you're going to find right under your nose. Have a great month, everybody. God bless. Thank you.
Oh, Spar, that's awesome. Hey, Betty. Betty?
Yes.
Before you get on, I just wanted to quickly also announce, because Catherine Lewis-Brown, who's on this side of the call, I just wanted to share with everybody that she has agreed to be our IHOSP Canada president. So give it up for Catherine.
Oh,
you guys are all clapping. And I just had her thing up here. Hang on a second. So Catherine, I wanted her to share a little bit about herself. Let us know where you live and why you agreed to do this crazy position for us.
Well, I have to say, if I get a response like that every time I talk, I'll be quite happy. I'm in Toronto, and I came to the conference in Charlotte, and I was just so blown away at how inclusive everybody was and how, you know, accepting, and yeah, everybody, it was just a really a breath of fresh air. And, you know, Canada, I don't know if everybody's been, I hope they have. Toronto is a pretty big city and lots of stagers, and we have good, really good stagers, and but we have them all across the country. And I think one of the things that happens is we end up looking like Toronto is the center of the universe in Canada, and it's not. And I think this is just a wonderful way of bringing stagers together, which they haven't done. You know, there are other associations, and it has not worked out as well for Canadians. And I think that this is an opportunity because you're so inclusive, and we have an opportunity to do some really good stuff with Canadian stagers and a lot of talent. And I think sort of breaking down borders, so to speak, will be a really good thing for us. And I think we're really looking forward to it. So I'm really excited about bringing the opportunities to Canadian stagers, but also bringing Canadian stagers to the rest of the world, because there's some incredible talent and we have lots to offer and lots to bring. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. Yes, we're super excited to have you on board. And I had a conversation with another person from Canada, Becky, who let me know they plan on having like a cavalcade, a big caravan of these vehicles headed to Nashville. So I guess they're going to come down in force from Canada. So really excited about that. And just let us know on the leadership team anything we can do to help support that. And of course, you and I will be talking about next steps and so forth. But for those of you that, when you go to the IHOSP site under join, we have parceled out the North American membership for the U.S. and Canada. We have Latin America. We have Japan. We have Europe. So we're going to continue to grow our memberships globally. And we're counting on Barb to be our global goodwill ambassador. and do a lot of educating for some of these countries that don't really understand what staging is yet. So all that folded together just means that IHOS is going to get bigger and better while still remaining, which I love you said, what you said, inclusive and warm-hearted at the center. So thank you for being here. Catherine, of course, is one of our featured speakers. She'll be talking about pricing, and then also she is also part of the Advanced Stager Training Workshop. And she is, her company is a successful stager. She has a great site on Facebook, lots of really good sharing that goes on there. So thank you, Catherine. And I just
thank
wanted you all to get to
much.
Hear her. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. All right, Betty. I won't talk anymore now. It's your turn.
That's okay. That's okay. No problem. Okay, let me get back on track here. So what I was saying before, we do have a new vendor, Universal Furniture, and I've asked Krista Jessup. Krista, are you here?
I am.
Krista? Great.
Yes,
well,
I'm here.
Okay, to introduce and interview Neil. So, Krista, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, Betty. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to introduce Neil McKenzie. He's the Director of Marketing for our newest vendor partner, Universal Furniture. Universal Furniture is going to be a new platinum partner, so they'll be at our conference as well as they'll have special arrangements with us for our IHOS members throughout the year. I want to share a little bit about Neil, and then I'll ask you a few questions. Neil has been with Universal Furniture Neil has over 15 years of marketing and branding experience working both with B2B and B2C clients, ranging from golf and recreation brands to retail banking and home furnishing. Neil has been with Universal Furniture for over 3 years and oversees each of Universal's home brands, Universal Furniture, Smart Stuff, and To the Trade, and licensing relationships. During his time with Universal, Neil has led a rebranding effort of Universal as a whole home provider and trade resource, while also directing an extensive social media and database marketing effort to all stockholders. Welcome, Neil.
Hello. Thank you.
We're so happy that you're with us. Can you give us a little bit of information about Universal Furniture?
Yeah, so for those of you who aren't familiar, Universal is actually a company that was founded in the mid-60s. It initially is one of the first, if not the first, true importer from a product standpoint that the industry on the furniture and case goods side has seen. The company had started out as more of a lower-end offering just from a product assortment standpoint, kind of went through many different, I'd say, iterations and had a number of different buyers of the company. In the early 90s, a company called Samson acquired Universal. Within the Samson portfolio, you have Baker, which is obviously a better-end, extremely higher-end good. You have Us, you have Legacy Furniture, and then you have Craftmaster, and then you have a couple other hospitality brands that also are more international focused. Universal really has transformed, I'd say, over the last 10 years. We have been known for more lower-end goods. The company went through a repositioning of the product line that has taken shape really over the last 10 years, and now I'd say we're an upper-middle better and good. We've also now launched an upholstery division of our company, so we do offer a whole home approach. The company itself, I think continues to evolve just in terms of the product offering. We most recently, this past fall, formed a licensing partnership and launched a new whole home collection with Coastal Living Magazine. And we're continuing to kind of build from a product assortment standpoint. I think, when one looks at what Universal has to offer, I think you're going to find something that is certainly has, is very, I'd say style forward. It looks good. It's definitely in vogue with, I think, what's going on from a trend standpoint. But you're also going to get a product that I think is extremely durable, extremely livable, and it's really products that are meant to be kind of lived with as opposed to around, if you will. So you know, most of our vendors and partners that deal with us, I think we become very much of a go-to resource, and that's really, really focused on because we ship very quickly. We are part of a company. We control everything, soup to nuts. So we make it, we ship it. It's all warehoused in High Point, North Carolina, and you can get 90% of the product line in about 2 weeks.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you want to share with everyone what you're offering to our IHOS members?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're actually going to launch a dedicated website, which we'll send out to you all, and I think our goal is to have this live by March 1st, it'll allow you to just kind of fill out some information to get started, but it'll be a discount of 15% off your opening order of $2,000 or more.
That's fantastic. Very generous. Thank you very much. Once we get the websites up for everybody so you know, they'll have a listing on both sites, the IHOS side and the Staged Home side, and then it will link to Neil's or Universal Furniture's page. That's how you'll access them. So, Neil, is it going to be a landing page? Is it going to be a website? Now, how will we access you once you come through us?
So we'll give you a dedicated link. It'll be a landing page to a form that you're just going to fill out to include your number, your IHSP number, as well as just other information just on who you are. That will link then to our local representative. We have about 40 different domestic reps that represent different territories throughout the United States. We also do ship into Canada. This form will send out a communication to that rep. They'll get the process started in terms of getting you onboarded in terms of opening up an account.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. We're so excited that you are joining us this year at conference and offering such a fantastic arrangement for our members. So I thank you so much. Did you have any questions for us?
No, I don't think. I was just going to mention, obviously, we show in High Point, North Carolina. We have a dedicated showroom right off of Hamilton. It's about 118,000 square feet, and we have a great lunch. So if anybody needs to kick up their feet during the week of April Market, feel free to stop by and enjoy lunch or a cocktail in the afternoon, and you can definitely see everything that we have kind of going on firsthand there.
Perfect. We'll be there for sure. Did you say lunch?
All
we'll
right.
be there.
We have lunch
thank
and breakfast.
Thank you so much.
We have smoothies in the morning. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Thank you very
feed
much.
Us and feed us and we will come. That's good.
Yeah.
All
right. Thank you so
Take
much,
care.
Neil.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you, Neil. We appreciate your taking time to talk to us tonight.
Not a problem. Have a good evening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening, too. Okay. Next, I have asked Edie Keith to talk on the exciting topic of taxes for this year and what to do to get ready for the next tax season. So first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about Edie, and then I'm going to have Edie talk to us about the tax side of things. Edie Keach is uniquely both a graduate architect and an award-winning home stager with over 40 years design experience. She's located in Seattle, in the Seattle area. Her many talents, education, and experience elevate her as one of the most gifted and prominent home stagers and interior stylists in the industry. She trained at Syracuse University and the Architectural Association of London in London. Her design portfolio includes commercial properties in Philadelphia, offices in California, and innumerable private homes throughout the United States. Edie's company's name is Staging Puget Sound, and Edie has earned the designation of Lifetime Accredited Staging Professional Master and is a premier member of IHOS. In 2017, she was honored with Best Vacant Staging and Top Stager Awards by IHOS at the annual international conference. Throughout the greater Puget Sound, Edie works with homeowners, realtors, and investors to provide extraordinary visual marketing and design for each and every project, be it home, condo, apartment, or manufactured home. So Edie is most gracious to talk to us tonight about this topic. So, Edie, what tax information is most important for stagers to know?
Well, I know I will try really hard not to put everybody to sleep and just give you a couple of brief tips, because everybody's eyes glaze over as soon as you start talking about taxes. But it's really important to understand a few basics and then a couple of things that are really specifically important for stagers. So for basics, don't do your own taxes. Use someone who is a trained accountant to help you set everything up. Do it once, and then every year you will have systems in place. During the day-to-day operations, I recommend you use some type of accounting software, things like QuickBooks or Xero, and keep accurate records. You need to track all sorts of things, income, your expenses, whether they're your standard expenses or unique, and using accounting software is going to make that so much easier for you. When you're setting up your business, or if you've done it differently, reconsider. Make sure you have separate business and personal accounts for both your bank accounts and your credit card. If you cross the stream, you will get in trouble. And a lot of people are very confused. You need to know both your gross income every year and your net income. Net is what's left after your expenses. Knowing that every year and looking at how the trend is going in both of those is really your first step to knowing your business's profitability. So those are some of the basics. And if there's time at the end, I'll give you some tips on what to watch out for if people are worried that they might be audited. But before that, there are two areas that are really important for stagers to understand. The first is, unless you're working by yourself, if you have others working with you in your business, you need to know whether it's appropriate to list them as a 1099 individual or an employee. The rules are published, and you can just look them up online, by the IRS, and the publication is titled Independent Contractor Defined. And they have very specific steps that you can go through to determine whether these individuals are an independent contractor or, despite what you might call them, they may actually be an employee. And the IRS has a service that if you can't figure this out, you can register all your information and they will make a determination for you. The reason that this is important, and this may save some people some money, if you misclassify people, if you say they're a 1099 individual, an independent contractor working for you and not an employee, you misclassify that and they audit you, you are liable for a lot. First, you're liable for any of the unemployed taxes, unpaid employment taxes relating to that individual. But on top of that, there are penalties. And those additional penalties are $560 per incident. So if you paid someone 10 times in the last year and they're not properly classified, you could be liable for an additional $5,600 just in penalties. So prepare in advance. You still have a little time now if you haven't prepared completely to do that review, get an extension on your taxes, and make sure that all your ducks are in a row for that. It could save you a lot of money. The second thing to think about is your business classification or your business structure. And this is my little story. So I started staging about 10 years ago, and I started as a sole proprietor. It was just me, and my son occasionally helped me, but he didn't really get paid much of anything. I paid him in food. So that worked well for a couple of years, after which I became an LLC, and that's a limited liability company. When you are a sole proprietor in LLC and you're married, you pay all of your taxes with your personal tax, so that my husband's income and my income were combined on the taxes. My husband has a high-paying job, so we were in the 35% tax bracket. Mm. After that, I was required to include my self-employment taxes. One second. Self-employment taxes are the Medicare and all of those Medicare, Social Security component. That's an additional 15% of your income. So I was paying 50% in taxes on my little company. And this is where having an accountant really comes in handy. So I said to him, what can I do to reduce this amount of taxes? And he said, you should become an S-Corp. Now, I didn't want to become the full corporation. And in Washington State, I can stay as an LLC and elect to pay my taxes as an S-Corp. So this basically gets rid of that 15% extra taxes that I had to pay. There are some rules about this. You have to give yourself a regular salary and withhold the taxes just as though you were the employee, and a lot of stagers don't do that. But if you do that at the end of the year, it becomes a pass-through. All of the profit at the end of the year passes through the corporation and gets distributed tax-free to the principal. So think about that. If you pay, if your profit was $200,000 and you paid yourself $100,000 and took the taxes out, at the end of the year, when you file the taxes, there's another $100,000 sitting there, and you get that tax-free. So it's a very profitable way to handle your responsibilities and still get something out of your business. So I'm not a tax professional and I'm not an accountant, but talk to electing, not becoming the full S-Corp necessarily, unless that's your desire, but electing to file your federal taxes as an S-Corp. The only other warning here is that the S-Corp tax payment, if you have to pay taxes, is due on March 15th, not April 15th. That, too, can be extended. And then everybody gets really concerned if you get a letter in the mail and says you're going to be audited. So here are the tips about auditing. It's a completely random process. Your name comes up, your name comes up. It's not necessarily that someone's been following you. There's a statistical formula that compares your tax return to everybody else in a similar business. And if there's a deviation, if you suddenly earned way more, then there's a flag. Less than 0.5% of all the people in 2017 had the return audited. And here are the 7 tips that I just got. What to watch out for, things that will make it less likely. Paper returns are more than 40 times more likely to have an error. And because of that, paper returns are looked at first. irrelevant business expenses, things that, you know, you went on vacation and you deducted it as a business expense, they're going to look at that. Unrealistic home office deductions. If you laid new carpeting in your house and you tried to deduct the portion that's your office on the carpet, that's going to ring their bells. Only deduct things that are entirely dedicated to your work life. Claiming repeated losses. If you have losses for more than 3 years, they're not going to think that you actually have a business. It's going to be a hobby, and they're going to audit you very extensively. If you have really large charitable contributions, their example was if you earn $50,000 a year and you claim a $15,000 donation, that's going to raise some eyebrows. Excluding 1099 income. So a lot of stagers actually work a little on the side as a designer. And if you don't 1099, if you don't run it through your business, you need to 1099 it, or they're going to have problems with it. And the number seven, which I thought was really interesting, is perfect numbers. So round numbers are rare in finances and may result in a call from the IRS because there's always taxes involved and other numbers. So just keep an eye on those 7 points. And I will actually post this particular truth about auditing page on the iHouse page for everybody to be able to look through it. Betty?
Okay. Wow. Very interesting. A couple of things that I had never heard before, and that's part of that was the electing to pay taxes as an S-corp, even though you're an LLC. Interesting.
Yep. Yep.
Very interesting. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, the only other thing is that not just federal taxes are really important. The government and your state will also compare notes, look at who you have identified as employees. I just got a note from Social Security that said, I filed W-2s for certain people and they don't have it in Social Security. So you need to make sure you follow all the dates and get everything between your state and the federal government filed as quickly as you can. And those things include things like your quarterly things. They compare that. So your excise tax, your workers' comp, FICA, which is Medicare and Social Security, and employment security. So those are the things, the numbers there and the federal government, they're going to compare and make sure the numbers jive. That's it for now.
And you mentioned QuickBooks, but you also mentioned another software package. What was that?
That's Xero, and it's spelled X-E-R-O. It's lower end, not quite as expensive. It is actually compatible, so if you start with that and then you decide you want to go with QuickBooks, you can roll it over into QuickBooks later. It's a great way for people to start with an accounting software program.
Good. Well, I think the biggest thing here is get a good CPA to get you set up right. I think some of us were never set up right to begin with, and then we had to go through having to get things changed, which makes a difference too, and sometimes not even paying attention to things we should be paying attention to. So I think just getting it set up right and having a good CPA, because I'm not one, is an extremely good idea. So,
right. And
thank you so much, Edie. We appreciate it so much. Y'all, I hope this helped you tonight to know a little bit more, get you kind of started on thinking about starting your year out. It's not even an end of January yet, so getting this year going well. And so I think we're done with that. And Jenny, do you have anything you want to add?
Nope, just a reminder for people to tune into the Home Staging Talk Show Live, which is on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And those are also recorded and archived on the website is homestagingtalk.com. And you can see all the segments going back. It's also on our YouTube channel. So iHost has a YouTube channel. And if you have not already, I think you have to subscribe to it is what it's called. And they don't send you a bunch of stuff. It's just basically every time you go into YouTube, the little places where you subscribe will show up on your screen. But it doesn't barrage you with stuff. We actually have our own branded YouTube channel now because we have over 100 subscribers. So we'd definitely love to grow that. So the videos are there, archived back. So we are in, I think we're into week 46. And we're doing a series on the young stagers. So how the industry is attracting what we call Gen Z, which are the young people that are, you know, 20-ish down. And we had Liv Conlon on from the UK 2 weeks ago. Last week I had Joseph Sipp from Orlando. Both of those people got started at the ripe old age of 16, 17 years old staging, and they both have really large businesses now. So Joseph is 18 and Liv is 19, and their businesses are well into the six, if not seven figures. So this week we'll have another, we'll have Catherine Swan on, and I believe a gal named Rose, who's, I think she's 19, Kimberly Swan. And she'll be on, and then we'll continue one more week with this young stager. What's really cool about it is I think it's equally as impressive that somebody could be 18 years old or 17 or 16 or 65 years old and getting into staging.
Right?
So it's not ageist. And so I think... you know, after this series is over, you know, my thought is to go to the other end of the spectrum and talk about why would somebody at 64, 65 years old decide to launch a staging business? What, you know, because I think it's equally as fascinating. So, but tune in, that's every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard, and you can watch it through the Home Staging Talk Show Facebook page as well as several other pages we post it to. So that's all I got for me.
Okay, the only other thing I ask is that everybody that's on the call, my email address is betty@stagehomes.com. That's betty@stagehomes.com.
Or use the iHost one.
Oh,
use your
iHost.com. Yeah. Betty, B-E-T-T-E,
and then BJ.
At iHost.com. And if you would, if any of y'all have topics that you would like to hear us get people to talk about, or if you know someone that has a topic that would be good for everyone to hear, send me an email because I want to start putting together some real relevant information and topics that everybody's going to want to listen to.
Awesome. So BETTE@IAHST.com. So go ahead and write to Betty. And then also make sure to let BJ know you're on the call. So email BJ at IAHSP.com and let her know that you were tuning in. So with that, thanks everybody. So our next call will be in March, and it will be, looks like March 18th. So that's the day after St. Patty's, so make sure you can get on the call in the evening. You'll have all day to sleep off any celebrations. So Monday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. East Coast time. We'll have another great interview for you, and hopefully you have another vendor to talk to as well. So until then, you guys have a great rest of your week and rest of the month, and we will talk to you on March 18th. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody.
See you online.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Edie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks, Krista.
Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty. Bye, everybody.